Hey, you guys, welcome to the podcast. This is Guy Jeans with the Kern River Fly Shop Fishing Report podcast, reporting on everything Kern River Valley and more, so the fishing game. And wanted to give you guys a heads up on something if you didn't know. The Kern River, the Southern Sierra area, is a year-round fishery. And a lot of people don't know that it's a year-round fishery and that you can fish it year-round, both the upper Kern and the lower Kern below Lake Isabella, which is actually starting to fish really good, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. So that's something that you guys want to definitely check out. It's kind of a neat place. Different places fish better in the wintertime in the Kern River Valley. So listening to this podcast is super important. If you guys are listening to the podcast on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and comment. It helps us and helps the podcast grow. Also, make a comment on wherever you're listening to your podcasts. It's much appreciated. It helps this podcast grow, which is actually growing really well. Really appreciate everybody listening out there. A couple things I also want to talk to you guys about is we have finally done it. We came out with our own fly rod, and it's a 5-weight rod. It's called the Prodigy, and you can use it for trout, panfish, or bass. It's a 9-foot rod. It's medium fast action. It comes with a reel, and it comes with a line spooled on it as well, and it comes with a nice case, a zippered case that you can put store it in. It has the Kern River Fly Shop logo on it. It says Prodigy on the actual rod. It's a blue color. Gorgeous blue color, and it has a embroidered Kern River Fly Shop logo on the case as well. So those are price points right around the $250 range. It's a great rod for the price, super lightweight, and you guys could have a lot of fun. We have a special going on. If you buy the fly rod, we'll give you a free beginner clinic, or give one of your friends a beginner clinic, or even one of the beginner number two clinics or anything like that. But if you buy the rod, you get a free clinic. So there you have it. Kind of a good deal. Speaking of clinics, we've got some new ones coming up. We have a casting clinic in Bakersfield on January 20th. That's next Saturday. It's a casting clinic in Bakersfield on next Saturday, the January 20th. We have a beginner number one class on January 27th, which is next Saturday. You can buy the rod and get that clinic for free. So the class, the beginner clinics are $100. And then the rod is $250. So if you buy the rod, you get the $100 clinic for free. Kind of a cool deal. Something that we always offer. On that next Saturday, the 27th as well, we have a fly tying class with the Bueller Brothers called Tying Winter Flies for the Kern River. And if you want to learn some really cool deadly flies for fishing in the wintertime, sign up for that. That's $40. That's a great deal to get some pro knowledge from some of the guides that guide on the Kern. Also, January 28th, that's Sunday, we have a beginner number two. So if you take beginner number one, you can progress up to beginner number two. And that's a 4-hour class, and that's a limited to 4 people as well. So it's part classroom and part on the water. And then coming up on February 3rd, I'm taking the beginner clinic to Ventura. It's called Fly Fishing 101, and we'll be doing the exact same class that we do up on the Kern River in Ventura. The classroom setting, casting, knots, all that kind of stuff. And again, if you buy the rod, the Prodigy, new Prodigy rod, we'll give you the Fly Fishing 101 in Ventura for free. So that's kind of cool. So there you have it, you guys. Some new clinics coming up. And the new announcement of the Kern River Fly Shop Prodigy Fly Rod. You can see all this online at kernriverflyshop.com. A couple of cool things that are going on the river. They're stocking the river again, but I'm going to talk about that here shortly. Tell you guys a little bit about the upper river and the lower Kern and how they're stocking it. But let's talk about some of the air temps that are going on right now in Kernville. It's getting pretty cold. It's we're getting a high of 50 degrees. And a low of 33 degrees, and it's going to get a little colder at night. So that actually makes the river temperature a little bit colder too. So right now, the water temperature is in the 40 degree range, and it's pretty cold on the upper Kern, I should say. The flows on the upper Kern are at 300, above Fairview Dam, and in Kernville, they're roughly about 300 as well. Oh, so I'm sorry. Above the KR3 area, it's 45 cubic feet per second, and then in Kernville, it's 300. So a big section of the river, it's flowing really low because they're taking water out at the Fairview Dam, and so there's about 15 miles of low water between the powerhouse, Kern River powerhouse, KR3, and the Fairview Dam. So something to check out. The typical hatches in wintertime, we got midges and tiny blue-wing olives hatching. Flies that you want to be using are small zebra, olive zebra nymphs, WD-40s, black zebras as well, any kind of a midge pattern to imitate the black fly larva that the fish are focusing on right now, and they're small. They're in the size 20 range. So when you're fishing the upper Kern, fish really tiny flies and fish them really slow in some of those pockets and pools, and you'll have a blast. So the stocking is going to start on next week, starting on the 15th. They're going to be stocking all the way down in the lower Kern, so we're going to talk about that as well. So sections 1, 2, and then they're going to be stocking all the way up to sections 3, 4, and 5, and 6 on the upper Kern River, if you can believe that. You know, this is kind of a phenomenon that's going on. I'm surprised they're stocking with in this cold of water, but they have been doing that the last couple of years. They've been stocking the upper Kern with this cold water, and so that's kind of surprising. And those stockfish, they don't care. They'll eat in that cold water. So some of the wild fish, they kind of slow down and kind of hunker down in the wintertime, but those hatchery fish, they'll eat flies and attractor flies in the middle of the wintertime. So you can go up on the upper Kern and actually find these hatchery fish all up and down the upper Kern because they're stocking a lot of them. Johnsondale air temperatures, if you keep going up the river a little bit, you got 43 degree high and 7 degrees low. Man, that's pretty cold. So definitely check with the ranger station if you're going up to you want to check out the Forks of the Kern and that Lloyd Meadow Road. Check with the ranger station, make sure that gate isn't locked up there. If you continue up the road to Ponderosa, you got 35 degrees and 11 degrees low. Definitely getting snow up there. They have snow up there. Going on the other side, Black Rock Station, Kennedy Meadows, getting over to the South Fork from the actual this side. The Kernville side, I think, is going to be closed because they got snow up there. So you might have to go around if you want to go over to Kennedy Meadows off the 14 highway over there. But all those creeks are getting pretty cold and low. So most of our focusing on fishing and guiding is going to be on the upper Kern and the lower Kern. I'm pretty excited about the lower Kern because we've been getting reports of some pretty good sized fish and some pictures of some good sized fish in the lower Kern. You know, back in the day, 2008 2006 2008 2010, we used to get really big sized fish in there when they had the aqueduct going through Lake Isabella, and that was a pretty cool thing that happened for us back in the day. It would distribute shad into the lower Kern, and rainbows would feed on the shad and grow to these great sizes. And I did a video on that called Sierra Fly Fishing Volume 1. You might be able to find that on Amazon or eBay, Sierra Fly Fishing Volume 1, the lower Kern, and you can check out you know, what it was like. It's a good video showing how to fish down there and some of the areas that we fish. So you can check that out. It's out of print, but we do have them online. People have them online for sale on there as well. So the lower Kern, where do you fish on the lower Kern? Well, there's a bunch of places to fish. And, you know, there's areas right below the Kernville Dam. I'm sorry, Lake Isabella Dam. And there's a whole area called Keysville that you can explore down below the dam. That's kind of fun. There's also Sandy Flat Campground and Hobo Campground and areas on the old highway that you can stop and hike down and enjoy the lower Kern. And the lower Kern is actually flowing about 300 CFS, which is really low compared to what it has been all summer. So flows are actually fishable. You can actually find areas to wade. Be careful, of course. It's a whole different fishery down there, but definitely be careful wading down there. There are some hatches going on of blue-wing olives down on the lower current. I was down there checking out, and I saw some fish rising. And that's something that happens every winter, January, February, March. We do a lot of guiding on the lower current, and it's a heck of a lot of fun to check out. Techniques down there, nymphing underneath an indicator or even a dry fly. Definitely use blue-wing olive type patterns when you're fishing down there on the lower current. And when the hatch is going on, and remember those emerger patterns that we were using on the upper current the last few months, they work down on the lower current as well. Water temperature down there is a little bit warmer. It's 46 degrees down on the lower current. So when you go down there, it's going to be a lot warmer than it is going to be on the upper current. The fish are going to be a little bit more active on the lower current. Definitely something to check out. Lake Isabella is down, and there are people still fishing it, believe it or not. So people are catching crappie down deep about 15 to 20 feet. Yeah, it seems pretty deep, but if you get your flies down there and sinking line, you can pick up some crappie. And then some of the bass are biting as well. So that's something to definitely check out for sure. Check out the lower current. That would probably be your best bet in fishing. Come on up to the fly shop, get some flies. We'll get some flies for you, point you in the right direction. And Dano, who works in the shop there, is real friendly, and he'll get you all dialed in on what flies to use and that sort of thing. And remember, we still are guiding on the upper current. You can book a trip through our website at kernriverflyshop.com. And make sure to check out that Prodigy Fly Rod, the Kern River Fly Shop Prodigy Fly Rod. I'm pretty proud of it. It's been about a two and a half year development, and I'm real happy with it. I love the way it casts, love the way it feels. And for the price, for $250 with the rod, the reel, the line, and the case, that's a pretty smoking deal. Plus, you can get a $100 class for free. So definitely check that out, you guys. If you haven't subscribed to the Kern River Fly Shop Fishing Report online, that's a really great way to see some videos that are just for premium members. It costs $4.99 a month, and you get special deals. You get 15% off in the shop at all times when you sign up for that, and on everything. So if you join that and subscribe to that, you get all those discounts in the shop. It's a great way to learn more about the river and the lake, see videos that are just exclusive for the members and that sort of thing. And that's the Kern River Fly Shop Fishing Report online. So something to check out. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram page. Always posting new photos on there and videos on all those social networks. So thank you very much for listening, you guys. This is Guy Jeans, and I'll talk to you next week.